gonna never get lonesome. Don't it ever get sad when you go out on the road.
Oh, there was one time in Minneapolis.
Don't it ever get lonesome. Don't it ever get sad when you go out on a 30-day tour. You got nothing but groupies and promoters to love you, and a pile of laundry by the hotel door. Don't it ever get lonesome. Don't it ever give a young man the blues. Don't it ever get lonesome. Don't it ever make a young man. Band plays some of the moment.
That was Road Ladies from Zappa's Chunga's Revenge. You're listening to Turn It Up Till 11. I am guest host Mick Muller. Thanks very much to Roger for letting me step in and push my way in to do an all-live Zappa show today. 2 hours of brain-spanking Frank Zappa Live. We're going right now into his controversial 1971 Live at the Fillmore with the first three tracks, Little House, That I Used to Live In, The Mud Shark, and What Kind of Girls Do You Think We Are? Here on 93.9 The River.
Thank you. The secret word for tonight is mud shark. And of course, with the mud shark secret word is the mud shark arpeggio. A marvelous little arpeggio. And now, the mating call of the adult male mud shark. The Mud Shark Dancing Lesson.
Now this dance started up in Seattle.
Let me tell you the story about the Mud Shark. Bring the band on down behind me, boys. The origins of the Mud Shark are as follows. There's a motel in Seattle, Washington, called the Edgewater Inn. The Edgewater Inn is built out on a pier. So that means that when you look out your window, you don't see any dirt. It's got a bay or something out in your backyard. And to make it even more interesting, in the lobby of the aforementioned motel, there's a bait and tackle shop where the residents can go down whenever they want to rent a fishing pole and some preserved minnows and schlep back up to their rooms, open the window, stick their little pole outside, and within a few minutes, actually catch a fish of some sort that they can bring into their motel room and do whatever they want with it. You know what I mean? Now in this bay, there's quite a variety of fish. Not only do they have mud sharks up there, they got little octopuses that you can catch. And all of these denizens of the deep can come in real handy. Let's say you were a traveling rock and roll band called the Vanilla Fudge. Let's say one night you checked into the Edgewater Inn with an 8mm movie camera. Enough money to rent a pole. And just to make it more interesting, a succulent young lady.
No.
With a taste for the bizarre. My mind drifts back to a meeting, a chance meeting in the Chicago O'Hare Airport, where the members of the Vanilla Fudge told Don Preston about a home movie they made at the Edgewater Inn with a mud shark. And I'm gonna tell you, this dance, the mud shark is sweeping the ocean.
A girl like you telling in a place like hers.
I left my place after midnight and I came to this hall. Me and my girlfriend, we came here looking to ball.
You came to the right place. This is it. This is the swingin'est place in New York City.
No shit.
How true that is.
Oh, how true indeed.
octopus and spewed upon with cream corn. My girlfriend, she thinks it with a hot Yahoo bottle while somebody's screaming. Corks and safeties, pigs and donkeys, Alice Cooper, baby. Wow!
But it gets me so hard I can scream.
Just anybody spew on their vital parts. They want a guy from a group with a big hit single in the charts.
Funny you should mention it. Our new single made the charts this week with a bullet. With a bullet. Just let me put a little more rancid Budweiser on my beard right now, baby, and you can show me how a young girl such as you might be thrilled and overwhelmed by me.
What hotel did you say you were staying at?
Wanna split right away? Not so fast, you silly boy. There's one thing I gotta say. We want
Oh, and we got to stop right there because we can't go on with the next track. And for the people that know that album, they'll know why Zappa Live was often pretty bawdy, which is part of the charm, especially back in the years that we're focusing on right now, 1971, when Flo and Eddie had joined the band and they got into a severe burlesque kind of vibe. We're going to jump to a different album now, Playground Psychotics, which is a compendium of a lot of different recordings they made while they were backstage mixed with music. And this is Wonderful Wino.
Seen a fine lady and I started talking dirty.
Seen a fine lady and
'cause you're a wilder man.
Don't you know I am?
Help me,
oh my God, I just love overcoats.